I say how awfully rude. Have these persons come peasants begging around one for food. Oh, this panhandling in a public place should be outlawed. It's an absolute disgrace. This visual vulgarity, obscenity to bear witness to such a vagabond's charity. I blame the government, allowing such a curse. This almsgiving, mere excuse for tramps and thieves. I turned it into the means of making a living. Damn these skip rats and spikes. Give them far too much rein and far too many rights. Decent folk fear to walk the streets. These vagrants should be flung afar behind the turnpikes. 50 lashes across the beggar's back. Stripe them, brand them. A mark of infamy on each and every idle man jack. Set them into the stocks. Little bread and water. 3 days, 3 nights. Preferably allow the townsfolk. Pelt them with potatoes and rocks. Cut off an ear. Then cut off a hand. If they steal again, break them at the wheel. Any one caught foraging for food in the bins of Iceland should feel the full force of this green and pleasant land. So what shall you do when poverty's at your door? It's barking and scratching with its white sharp claw. You try to hide and hope that it goes away. Perhaps you'll leave town in shame and change your name. Come back next year on a summer's day. After the embarrassment of the eviction, after you've been cast down, destitution and dereliction, you taste your first poverty piece of roadkill. And then you toy with the idea of swallowing that suicide bitter pill. So strange how you can fall from the high life. How things can quickly change from the sweet smell of success into that street stench of bad breath. After the brave battle cry, your country needs you. And like so many other veterans who've joined the beggar's brigade, you'll have to die in the lonely Witherspoon's Waterloo.